It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song radio broadcast. A musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. Have you ever found yourself needing something from the Lord and you just weren't sure how to get it? In the Bible, we read about Martha, who was cumbered about with much serving while Mary was at the feet of Jesus. There are some things that you can only get when you're at the feet of Jesus. In this good old gospel song broadcast, we look at songs that speak to sitting at the feet of Jesus. So many times we carry burdens around that the Lord never intended for us to handle. What we need to do is lay them at His feet and know that He is God.
Feet.
It is at the feet of Jesus that we truly offer thanksgiving and praise. When we humble ourselves and fall at His feet, our prayers stop being so selfish and so self-centered. It's at the feet of Jesus that we offer thanksgiving and praise and worship. Why don't we fall at the feet of Jesus and surrender the selfishness and turn it into thanksgiving? Times when life hands us a blow and someone that we love dearly departs from this world, and those who are saved go straight to heaven. Have you ever wondered what those that are in heaven are doing or where they are in the place called heaven? Here's a song that says, if you want to find me in heaven, then look for me at Jesus' feet. Here's a beautiful old hymn that says it all. It's titled, Sitting at the Feet of Jesus. Listen closely to the words.
So near, so near. at the feet of Jesus. Where can mortal be more blessed? There I lay my sins and sorrows, and when weary find sweet rest. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, there I love to weep and pray. Fullness gather grace and comfort every day.
Bless me, O my Savior, bless me.
When we think about the Lord and His greatness and His holiness, it ought to drive us to our knees as we fall prostrate at His feet. There we cry out, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. You are holy, Lord. I cry out to you, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Yes, we need to bow on our knees and cry, "Holy."
Dreamed of a city called glory, so bright and so fair.
It is now time for our story behind the song. C. Austin Miles is the writer of this hymn. He was a pharmacist who turned songwriter, editor of hymn books, also music director for camp meetings and churches. He had a keen interest in photography, and while in his darkroom developing pictures, he would often reflect upon some scripture verses that he had read. On one such devotional occasion, he began to picture a woman coming into the garden all by herself. It was the place where they laid Jesus in a garden tomb. He then said it was as if he became part of the scene. As his mind began to envision the story unfolding right in front of his eyes, he became part of it. The scenes were so vivid and real, and then all of a sudden, he awoke from his daydreaming to find he was clutching his Bible with all of his muscles tense and his nerves vibrating throughout his being. He wrote as quickly as he could write the words to a brand new hymn, words that remain the same to this day. Later that evening, he wrote the music. There in that dark room, a hymn was born that would become one of the most beloved. It says, "I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses." But I don't think there's a sweeter verse than the second verse. "He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on
Jesus, just sing it loud and strong.
thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.